Tomorrow's News today.
All right. Something hit me last night, and I'm going to talk about it coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're going to want to stay with us for this. We have massive amounts of news as well on this live Sunday, September 1st, 2024 broadcast. But if you want the keys of victory against the globalist, and if you want to defeat them and get Trump into office, this is it. I know what I'm talking about. Here I am 14 years ago predicting what was coming. Stay with us, my friends.
We have become decadent. Empires are never conquered from without. They implode and fall apart from within because the populations become decadent, they become slovenly, they become self-absorbed, they become nihilistic, and they basically stop having their impulse to be caring and compassionate, and people stop sticking together. They start thinking that you get ahead by screwing each other, and then that creates an atmosphere where everybody is basically screwing each other for a percentage, and then society implodes because confidence is lost. We've seen this the last 6-7 years in Mexico, where the corruption of the culture and of the government has become so systemic and so system-wide that it has now collapsed into a road warrior-type scenario. And we saw this in Rome, ancient Rome. We've seen this in places like North Korea. And we're now beginning to see it happen in the United States. All over the country, major cities and counties and towns are laying off many of their police officers, their fire departments, in some cases more than half the officers. And they're announcing, we are not going to respond to regular crimes, grand theft auto, home invasion, armed robbery. The officers we've got left are going to be used for fines and fees and revenue generation, basically sucking off of you. And this really shows we're going into a third world system where the taxes go up, but the benefits and the basic services go down, and the police more and more become defenders of the ultra rich and the big corporations and the government, and go out and fully convert from aiding the public and defending the law and helping the population to being revenue generators who were there to feed off the population. So we are now going into the final phase of societal degeneration and collapse. And it's not going to take 100+ years for the West to collapse like it did Rome 2,000 years ago. We are going to see the West accelerate its collapse, and the third world nations bordering the West are already in full collapse. And this has been engineered and designed by the global social architects that want an end to the industrialized society so that they can fully bankrupt society and on its ashes build their planetary corporate dictatorship, which will reduce everyone down to the level of feudal slaves. Less than 1 out of 1,000 will be part of the super class. You will have a large percentage of the population, a large minority, that will be law enforcement and bureaucrats and private contractors that will enforce and suppress the population.
I know how to beat the globalists. We're going to release key intel tonight on this live Sunday show. Sunday, September 1st, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. Please check out all the incredible reports and videos that are game changers at Real Alex Jones. We're about to join 300+ radio stations in 1 minute. Stay with us.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is Sunday, September 1st, 2024, 4:06 Central Standard Time, as we blast out on over 350 radio stations, hundreds of cable and TV stations, and of course at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and the Mighty X at Real Alex Jones. All right, the quickening is obviously here. Total news overload. We're going to try to cover it all in the next 2 hours, and then Chase Geiser with even more will come in tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. with Sunday Night Live, and then we'll return tomorrow, 8 a.m., Harrison Smith with American Journal, myself, 11 a.m. Central, the weekday Alex Jones Show, 3 p.m., Owen Schroyer, and the War Room, and so much more. Your home for the resistance against the globalists that are now all out in the open is InfoWars.com. Now, I'm going to tell you the news we're covering tonight, then I'm going to start trying to plow through it. But I've learned, it's a simple thing of media, but I don't really follow the regular rules, but it's definitely one that I should follow more often, to build something up that's really important. Because there's so much news and so much information and so many false political paradigms and systems that people don't really, a lot of them, see the real jewels in the big mountain of rock. People miss the four-leaf clover for the whole field of regular clover. But Trump, something we've all been pushing for him to do, has started really understanding this and started to go into it. Despite the fact it's so horrible, people kind of have a built-in tendency with something so terrible that's hidden in plain view to not want to address it. But he's been doing that now. So instead of starting the broadcast, like I always do, with whatever I think is most important right up front, and everything else a close second, I'm going to do what mainstream media does, where they'll build up and cover a bunch of important news before they hit the big one. But I'm not going to make you wait 2 hours to get to it. I'm going to get to it in about less than 30 minutes, about 25 minutes from now, a little bit into the third segment of the broadcast coming up at 33 after. But I want this hardcore, amazing audience of the most informed, active people that care about what's happening in the world. That really is who you are. That's why they hate this show, is it's a focal point for you. They're not trying to just get me, that I can get through me to get to you, as Trump says. It's damn right. Super accurate. On target. Dead on. That if Trump does what he's doing more and adds one more aspect and common sense statement to it and pledge, this is something that is really important. It's our duty. It's something we must do to keep our souls. And the Democrat deep state that loves death and loves abortion and everything else can dehumanize unborn children, but they cannot dehumanize the admitted Senate report up from 2 years ago, 89,000 missing children, to the new report out a week and a half ago of 325,000 completely missing children as young as 6 months old. On average, they're 10. And they've caught them in slave labor, sex slavery. And it hits the local news here and there, but never national news. If Trump, and we put together, myself and Chase Geiser basically worked this whole weekend, we put this compilation together, that just documents what he's saying during a 5-minute segment of a speech he gave with Bobby a week and a half ago, and then he gave again a few days ago. Not just this report needs to go viral, but Trump needs to get the rest of the message and go the last few steps that are the most important. So I will detail all this and give you the rest of the story, and because I haven't given the info yet, on if Trump does it, it's the right thing to do, and it will unify the people, and it will absolutely energize the population to take action. And believe me, in government, in universities, in business, and in the federal law enforcement, they are outraged, the ones that haven't been culled or kicked out by the mass human trafficking, including select slavery. I've met with federal agents, top federal judges, high-level Pentagon, all current, and they are like ready. I mean, they're like, yeah, we want to fix this peacefully, but at a certain point, we become complicit, whether you're a private citizen or a Fed, whoever you are, if you don't deal with this, because it is admitted. So, this is coming up in about 21 minutes now. I'm going to hit it, and I'm going to detail it. And then we're going to take that once we're not live today and archive it to X at Real Alex Jones and Band Out Video. And it's your job. And I will call Roger, and I can get a hold of Trump. It'll take like a week, and I got to sit by the phone, and all of a sudden there's a unregistered call, no number. And then a woman comes on and says, will you talk to President Trump? But I've got to literally sit there. I've missed probably 100 Trump phone calls in the last 8 years of all the Trump calls I've gotten. And then I keep it always on and just sit there. Even when I'm on air, it's happened a couple times when I'm on air, I got to go off air. I got to just sit there waiting. And I don't do that with a phone. I got my ringer off right here. It's just sitting here. So I know his top campaign people listen. I can call his campaign head. He sends me texts all the time. We talk here and there. And yes, I'm going to get on the phone tomorrow morning, and I'm going to call the head of his campaign, and I'm going to call Roger, and I'm going to do all of that. And I'm going to call Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Leave it at that. I got his number. Leave it at that. Inside baseball. I'm going to call him tomorrow, and he picks up. Easier to get a hold of than Trump. And I'm going to push this and sell this. And look, it's such a no-brainer that when I had this epiphany when I was up working last night, and I called Chase and he answered. We've been working all day already up here. You saw the big live show and tape reports we did. We churned out 7 reports yesterday in an hour and a half show. And he said, absolutely. So he put together exactly what I asked him to do, and it was out this morning. We're going to play that here on air, and then I'm going to go through it all. And I'm kind of setting the table here, but what Trump really listens to is people on the road and his campaign being emailed and him being retweeted and people tweeting at him and going on Truth Social. I want the report. We're going to play at the bottom of the hour, and what I say, flooding him. And I predict within 1 week he will adopt this 100%. It's just that he hasn't gone the final step. And that's the key. Clarity is king. So it's like he's got a super high-powered cable with a trillion watts going through it. It'll vaporize the globalist. And there's sparks jumping off of it and the rest of it, but he's 20 feet away from the connector. All we got to do is get him to plug it in, and they're fried politically. And there is the report. Put it back on screen. I'll have it reposted on Infowars.com. Exposed, Kamala Harris caused over 325,000 children to go missing because of her border policy. Now, that's putting it lightly. I reposted it with really hardcore headlines. And I'm going to do it coming up here in about 17 minutes. Okay, let me tell you what's coming up. And boy, is it massive. And I mentioned this some on Thursday and Friday, but I didn't get into it enough. I'm going to do this today. I'm not seeing signs. I'm seeing a deluge after weeks of worshiping, about 45 days of worshiping Kamala, since they replaced Biden as if she's the second coming of sliced bread. And now I've seen a marked change by key globalist mouthpieces like the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, ABC News, MSNBC, Bill Maher, and others. So they're beginning to really turn on her and on Walls. And we need to ask, why are they doing that? You still have the campaign spending hundreds of millions a month turning out fake stories and fake polls. That zombie's operating. But there's definitely a distancing themselves from them by Bill Maher, who's come out and said giving $150,000 to illegal aliens for free is totally insane and wrong, and saying Tim Walz is a giant, big, fat liar. Said that last night, and then he has stolen valor. We have new videos of Tim Walz saying when he was in combat in Afghanistan. We've got like 15 videos now, but the new one's even worse. The coach, the creep, the guy that puts tampons in boys' bathrooms and wants to cut your son's Johnson off. We've got all that. And then Pelosi's still defending and defending her nephew, the governor, Patrick Bateman 2.0. She calls for mass amnesty so illegals can vote, says legalize everyone in the country and give them all free houses. So you've got that paradox going on. Also, we've confirmed the videos and local news is reporting that they're massing army troops at the state's request in New York City for the very serious potentiality, and they're arrogant enough to do it. Look what they tried to kill him and all the lawfare, that for his phony conviction for real estate fraud, for overvaluing properties, which he didn't do, all the debts were paid back with a 5-star rating. He follows about the industry standard of what he believes the building will be worth in the 20 years he pays the loan off with inflation and with the value added of building the damn thing and the prestige of the best addresses and best buildings. You know, like they said, Mar-a-Lago's worth $18 million. He could sell it for probably $1 billion right now. They're selling 2-acre lots for $200 million down the street. But because they had that fake conviction in New York, they are reportedly, and the police have admitted this, it's been in local news, prepared a whole wing of Rikers Island, and the sentencing hearing is on the 18th, 17 days away. So we've got that. We also have the rapidly accelerating and ripening tyranny in Brazil. And it's come out what I told you years ago, the documents, the CIA and State Department installed Lula, put in fraudulent voting machines, got them to have the Supreme Court bar Bolsonaro from running for 8 years, like they're trying to do Trump, same strategy. They've now shut down X, then demanded it come back, then seized Starlink assets in Brazil, banned X, this is going over the different changes, banned X then on Friday, and then ordered Apple and Google to ban X off of their Apple and Droid apps, which would cripple 90% of X. A foreign communist government demanding that the backbones, that the telecommunication systems take X down. Imagine if communist China said to do that. We'd laugh at them. But instead, the Biden administration is listening to them, and there are different spokespersons like former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who's an admitted communist, urges global regulators to arrest Elon Musk. See, that's your global UN police state. And the New York Times, the London Guardian, they're all calling for his arrest, Elon's arrest. If he sets foot in the EU or Brazil, he'll be arrested. So talk about skin in the game. That shows how desperate they are. And I've said it, Elon is a major assassination target, just as big as Trump, because they're both doing the same thing. So I'll be drilling into that a little bit more detail, obviously. We've got a lot of the numbers in. Gas prices is up 50% under Biden-Harris. Really good news. RFK Jr. now has the biggest megaphone he's ever had. He's all over everywhere. It's beautiful. RFK Jr. calls for reckoning for immoral, homicidal, criminal behavior, close quote, during COVID-19 pandemic. That's what they really did. It was on purpose killing people. And now Pfizer says they're going to go way up in their stock, which they have, because cancer is going to grow and double the next few years. Why do you think so? That's what the mRNA does, is create the growth of cancer, the same proteins that are cancer. Incredible information. Kevin O'Leary says Kamala Harris's economic plan will destroy the American dream. That's the plan. Also, they created this whole fake controversy that Trump got in a scuffle, or his people did at Arlington, when the Gold Star families of those that got killed in Biden's disastrous snap withdrawal 3 years ago in Afghanistan, 3 years ago last week, that Trump was there disgracing it because there were TV cameras. Those were the mainstream media. They always go at these events. Biden went to one event, Trump went to three. And the Gold Star families, those that actually lost family, are saying this is a hoax, this is a fraud. Those are the terms they use. Gold Star families issue blistering statement on Kamala for politicizing Trump's Arlington visit. That's all they've got. Oh, he's got an agenda. ...2025, which is not even his agenda. Most of it's actually good. Or, oh, Trump, there's going to be a tape release with him of the N-word. Where is it? Doesn't exist. They did that 8 years ago. Same crap over and over and over again. Also, I interviewed for about 50 minutes ChatGPT of OpenAI yesterday. We made some major discoveries in the interview, and I asked it and admitted it. Incredible answers to history and philosophy and what the weather was exactly in Austin at that time. I looked it up. It was dead on. Instantly answered. But said Tim Walz was not the VP. He was just governor. And that I was disinformation for saying it. And that Trump was not grazed by a bullet and no assassination attempt happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Because all political information is walled off from it because it doesn't want you to give answers. And that's admitted. And Google's doing it too. It was a very, very interesting. I talked to it about the DARPA program to create the internet and force us all to put wires in our brains like the Matrix from 1960. It broke that down for people and blew everybody away when I answered my question exactly as history shows. Very, very, very interesting. Maybe tomorrow on the Monday show we'll air some of that. Or you know what? I can just call it back up and do it again. Very, very, very informative and interesting about how biased it is and how a bunch of globalist leftists have programmed it with disinformation when it comes to political issues. Nope, Trump. Nobody tried to kill Trump. Nope, Walz is not the VP candidate. So, that is just some of what's coming up. But as I told you, we're going to break here in about 5.5 minutes. I'm going to come back with really the open evil of our day and what it means for all of us, which side we choose on this crusade, on this quest, on this mission, on this call of duty with this clear and present ongoing great evil. Evil is making its move on all fronts. Good has to make its move on all fronts. And the globalists are panicked right now. I mean, almost all the former top liberal talk show hosts are now pro-Trump, and their audiences are exploding. Elon Musk is, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan has basically become a supporter in everything but the open endorsement. That shows you the bandwagon effect that's happening. And Tucker's doing it because he's a good guy. He's been on the bandwagon a long time, but Musk and others see which way the wind's blowing and has really put his hide on the line. It's a big deal, his skin in the game. His arse in the vice, hell, his head in the vice. So the fight's on, folks. We've turned the tide. We've got the momentum. The globalists have unlimited money and can still, through their corporate media, parrot out and put hoaxes out, like fake polls, you name it, are saying Trump hates all Mexicans, said no such thing. And we've got incredible border news with the Venezuelans taking over more and more apartment complexes and people's private homes. Also, crime exploding out of control. Got some numbers here, but also anecdotal. Top NFL draft pick shot during attempted robbery in San Francisco, and much more big developments on the Ukraine expanded war front. I will hit everything I mentioned today and more in detail And of course, this clip, I have all clips of all this. Schiff, one of the biggest liars I've ever seen, that says a lot. He makes walls look honest. Says Trump giving a green light to further violence if he loses the election, while the Democrats are the ones saying they're going to have violence in civil war conditions if that indeed happens. So, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, come back and get into the big enchilada. Please take note. Please remember. Please share the X live feed. Please share the Trump augmented speech where we add all the documents and proof to what he's saying. A bibliography live. A fact check live, and it's all true and actually worse than what he's saying. But he's going off what the mainstream information is. That's all coming up after this break. And then also remember, the only way this game-changing, central, paramount, beyond critical information gets out is your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. And we make it so easy to support, but we need your support. I need you to make the decision to take action. I want to thank all of you that have taken action and supported, but I want to just encourage you to look in the mirror, do a gut check, and say, shouldn't I go to DrJonesNaturals.com? That has incredible nano silver products and the highest quality colloidal silver, the lowest prices you're going to find, and incredible supplements like the green fiber caps of the concentrate of all these key grass seeds, like wheatgrass, but a bunch of others that don't just flush out your gut and give you incredible immune system, but just boost your overall gut health to an incredible level, your skin, your eyes, your clarity. Green fiber caps, we have a super strong, my dad does, at DrJonesNaturals.com, our sponsor does. The Rocket Rest, all natural, super strong herbal sleep aid that's so good for your focus and clarity and obviously immune system. Sleep is central. We've got the Top Brain, really strong, powerful, clean stimulant combo. And then it's not a stimulant, but it acts like one with no letdown. Next level foundational energy, that's selling out. DrJonesNaturals.com. And the Super Blue Nano Silver toothpaste with the tea tree oil and the iodine with no fluoride, and it's all organic and concentrated, and other great turmeric toothpaste, and some other great activated charcoal toothpaste with all the essential oils, the Shroom Force. Check it all out at my dad's company right here in Central Texas, ready to ship to you. He needs your support. I need your support. Me and my dad are both in this fight being targeted by the globalists, plus these are great products. DrJonesNaturals.com. And then finally, the mothership, InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars MD line is incredible and discounted. It's private labels of top company out there that is, our fans let us do it, and we sell it for less than they do. They let us do it. They're so cool. Nitric Boost was already a national bestseller. Cleans out your blood and cardiovascular system. We've got it. They even let us use their name at InfoWarsStore.com. Then we've got the CBD gummies and the 1,000-milligram CBD tincture. Really strong, really great for your joints, anti-inflammation, immune system, your brain, your body. Doesn't get you high, but relaxes you with an even greater clarity. So it's like a relaxing stimulant. InfoWars MD, CBD gummies and tincture liquid. InfoWarsStore.com and so many other great products that are selling out, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the 1,000-milligram vitamin C with rosehips and zinc. And, of course, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, selling out, probably sold out in a couple of days, all at drjonesnaturals.com for the Nano Silver and all the other stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with the keys to defeating the globalist and saving the children. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really you know, gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products. But water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, I would say communications is just as important as water filtration or self-defense. And you know, your wife works across town or maybe another city, your husband does. In the world we're going into, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. Or, you know, your kids are in college, or, you know, you've got a teenager in school. Imagine, you know, terrorists hit, they're blowing things up, the grid goes down. You could just be 20 miles away, and it could take you a week to, you might have to walk home, folks. And you've got to have rally points. You've got to get ready. And I'm preaching to myself right now because I'm now getting with my family doing this.
And if all your systems were to go down, you should still have a place that's going to be a check-in or check-in board and a meeting location that your family knows exactly how and where they're going to go.
Oh, exactly. And I'm admitting I've not done... I've done 1% of what I should, and that's most, and that's more than most of the public. Now is the time with 74 days out, and here's the bottom line. Everything is in stock right now, and that's not usually the case. They have really massively bought to have this, and as soon as the general public starts figuring out about this, and there's already giant demand with governments and private corporations, this stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready. And like you said, the phone's worthless if you don't have the solar panel system, and it's all very affordable, the best deals you're going to get at InfoWarsPhone.com.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. Why? Because Ukraine, the military, all those guys came in and just picked them all off the shelf. So there was almost a 9 month delay or back order on it. I'm not here to sell it. It's just that when those things go off, what happens? Can't get ammo. Ammo goes through the roof, right? You remember those shortages? Toilet paper, right? But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over. It's game over for a secure phone if you're trying to keep people from tracking you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, September 1st, 2024, and I'm your host.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. For your mind.
All right, my friends. I'm going to talk about a subject that our audience is very well aware of and they're very concerned about. And it's a big issue for people around the world, not just here. But if Trump, who is really starting to tackle it and starting to focus on the problem, gives the solution and the pledge and makes it a central part of the campaign, it will save the children, it will energize his base, it will expose our enemies, and it will win the election. And it can be a central part of America's outreach to the world, not through force or military, but through political and law enforcement support to stop the mass human trafficking of women and children, particularly children, dead in its tracks. So we know the globalist deep state hates children and hates our future and is poisoning them with fluoride and GMO and trying to get people to have abortions, and they're doing it the DNC and vasectomies, and the whole trans movement's about making it cool to sterilize mentally disabled children. That's been declassified. MI6 developed the plan in the 60s, the 70s, the Tavistock Institute. So if they can't get a child dead in the womb, they want to screw them up and medicalize them and take control of them and then slowly kill them after they're born. Now, under Obama, in the middle of his 8 years, he began saying, if you're an unaccompanied child, you can come in. And they use that to bring in teenagers and thugs and gang members. And some people would have children that weren't theirs, and they would send the children over and over again back with the smugglers, the coyotes, back into Mexico and then back through. And there's been countless dead children found, newborn babies, one-year-olds, two-year-olds. I've shown you the videos where the Border Patrol just this year and last year comes up on a bunch of kids totally drugged on fentanyl, toddlers, not with their parents. Trump started very inexpensive one-day DNA testing where it can tell you if it's a mother, a father, an uncle, a cousin, first cousin, second cousin, or if they're not related. Biden killed that program earlier this year, but it turns out they had congressional hearings 2 weeks ago. From the time he got in, he quietly had the Border Patrol stop doing it. So the money was already allotted by Congress and earmarked for that, hundreds of millions of dollars, and they just killed the program, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take that coffee. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you. So, waiting off stage there to give me the coffee. I'm like, just bring it over. It's fine. Thank you. So, there's obviously the main moral components, the right thing to do, it's our duty. But there's also the fact that it's important to see who's who. Because the Democratic Party, the corporate media, many of the local officials are involved in this. And even the New York Times was smart enough, now 2 years ago, when it was 89,000 children in the Senate ICE report, of almost 500,000 that had come across, almost 90,000, they said, are completely lost. We don't even know who got them. We don't know where they went. 2 weeks ago, when they were having those hearings, they brought out the new numbers from ICE. These are their numbers. It's far worse because these are the ones they knew about and found and got. Something like 80% are getaways that they never even make contact. So the number's in the millions probably. We know it's 20-plus million people have come across, not 10. Tucker's numbers from his sources are about 25 million as of a week ago. In less than 4 years, 25 million. So when you hear a number like 325,000, which is 3.5 giant NFL sports stadiums completely full, 3.5 NFL sports stadiums of children, average age 10, many of them babies, and the New York Times distances itself and says, wow, Senate reports 89,000 or 87, we can pull it up, I think it was 89,000. Shown it like hundreds of times. You just type in, 89,000, 87,000 children completely missing, Senate report. Senate report finds many children in sex slavery. I mean, you'll see it in local news. In Oklahoma City, you'll see an article, 5-year-old caught, over 100 men had had sex with her in 3 days, bleeding everywhere, almost dead. Or you'll see Dallas, Texas, because, I'm in Texas, I see these. In your area, you see them, and they'll be like, 3 little girls, ages 10, 7, and 5, found in a farm shack where hundreds of men were raping them. Because the police raid it, and some of the men are there, and they find the records. So, this is incredible. Yeah, there's a report from a year and a half ago. Republicans want to find 85,000 missing kids. It was actually 87. But the point is, as I told you, there it is. So now the new report from 2 weeks ago that is just what they know of, most of them they don't make contact with, 325,000. I would imagine it's probably over a million. Let's be conservative. Probably two. Who knows? So I look at my 7-year-old daughter, and I've got two other daughters that are pretty much grown, and then my son, but I imagine her disappearing and what that would be like. And at this point, the Democrats are so heavily involved in it. If anything ever happens to my daughter, I blame them. And at this point, gloves are off. I'm not a guy that shoots his mouth off and acts tough and talks about, no, I'm just saying, I've mentally, in the last 24 hours, I've crossed the line, And I'm going to hold the Democrats that run this and open the borders and brought in all these smugglers that are now grabbing American kids, black, white, and Hispanic, not just the poor kids they're bringing in from Latin America and other parts of the world. So anything happens to my kids or any of my family's kids, I'm holding you responsible, Democrat governors, mayors, Democrat Party, LULAC, Mecha, La Raza, FBI, all of you. I'm talking about the leadership. I hold you responsible because you are responsible. And I hold Mayorkas responsible and all of you, okay? So let's just get that out there because I'm not going to be complicit in this. And I started thinking about this in the last 24 hours. I'm just going to leave it at that. I just want you to know that gloves are coming off right now because 325,000 kids have completely disappeared. They found a bunch of them dead or in rape rings. I mean, you let that sink in that the corporate media tries to suppress this. The Democrats make jokes about it. They're obsessed promoting pedophilia. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit Democrats involved in screwing kids. This is who they are. And so I'm pledging, and look, we've already been fighting hard, but I'm pledging that I'm going to fight even harder and make this a central issue. I've sat there with the top federal judge in Texas. Not hard to figure that out, but I'll leave it at that. Saying, what do we do? And then pointing me at all these cases. One example was a bus driver who'd been deported a whole bunch of times, who'd been convicted four times of raping kids in Mexico and here, who'd been released by Merrick Garland last year or a couple years ago, and he got caught driving a school bus for mentally disabled children, literally the short bus, and reportedly abusing him because they reported it. Bad man touch me. And it's in the court docket. And then they had to release him because Merrick Garland controls the judges and magistrates and wouldn't let him prosecute the son of a bitch who should be getting a lethal injection. So if we won't protect the children, ladies and gentlemen, we won't protect anybody. And the kidnappings and the robberies and the murder are off the frickin' chart. Notice you don't even really see newscasts anymore about missing kids, do you? Because they don't want you thinking about it. So if it's open season on the illegal alien kids, who are just as important as our kids, it's open season on ours. What Christ said, you do something to kids, I hold you the most responsible. It'd be better for you to tie a boulder around your neck and throw it in the ocean and kill yourself than to harm one of these. Better to tie a millstone around your neck. Pull up that verse. Christ said, suffer the children. Better to tie a millstone around your neck. Pull up the verse. King James Version. I'm going to get to it now. Now, Trump has started on his speeches. First time I saw it was with Kennedy a couple weeks ago. He did it again earlier this week. And he goes all the way through it, and we put out a video that shows the articles and documents that what he's saying is true, adds that level to it. A lot of people see this, and the left makes jokes and says it's not happening. And what Trump needs to do is add one more big piece to it, and this is it. So get ready. Trump needs to pledge to direct the Justice Department, the FBI, the federal marshals, and grants to local states, and to create MJTF, multi-jurisdictional task forces, that has one duty. And that duty is finding missing and exploited children, whether they're U.S. citizens or not. And he already says he's going to create a fentanyl task force in MJTF. Yes. This is an emergency. We need it. Combined force on this. Not writing tickets, not harassing pot growers, side stuff. Going after the kidnapped children. And then you start busting these people and you start prosecuting them and you start giving them death penalties. And I want laws passed in the states to accelerate the executions. You get caught with a smuggled kid that's been raped, you get a year of appeals and we're going to hang your ass in public. By the way, no more lethal injection. I want these people hung in front of the Capitol. I'm serious. That sends a message. I want to go back to that. Hang them high. I want them hung. I want to see them kicking and twitching at the end of a damn rope. I want them dead. Now. And I want him to pledge for congressional investigations and federal investigations of the Democratic Party and the banks and the NGOs and the Soros group and the Catholic charities and the Jewish charities and all the organizations that have been running this. And I want him to get out of the UN treaty on migration, which he did, and the Democrats put us back under because the UN's in charge of the kids and then orders the Border Patrol to facilitate the smuggling. That's what I want. And he has to pledge that, and he has to make it central. That, hey, we put abortion back to the states, and I'm against abortion, but it's not a federal matter. You think I'm, you know, you're pro-life for unborn babies? How about born babies? And it energizes evangelicals, the anti-abortion, the conservative Catholics, and everybody else, and it saves the children, and it exposes these people. He needs to make it a central issue, as big as fixing inflation, as big as controlling the border, that'll stop this continuing. But we've got to find, it's all paramount. It all goes together. These issues are all interconnected. There's not one big issue. It's at the center of all the big issues. He needs to pledge task forces. He needs to pledge massive funding. He needs to pledge to seize the money from the banks, their asset forfeiture seizure, and these NGOs and all the rest of the groups. And then we need to arrest tens of thousands of the leadership of these organizations, because this is 25 million people they brought in. They sign them up for welfare, men, women, and children. The Democrats, through lawyers, take a cut. They then sign them up for jobs and take a cut of that. And they manage them, and they give them their dates out 6, 7, 8 years for their first citizenship or deportation hearing, knowing they'll never have to come back. But if they don't play ball, that gets moved to a month, and literally a van comes and grabs them from their job. That's how they control them. And they found, even the New York Times 2 years ago, getting ahead of it, hundreds of thousands. And they're working, sleeping on cots, on mats, when they're 12 years old, that's the older ones, at tire factories and food processing plants and meat packing plants. Oh, the Democrats don't want a kid to be able to work on their family farm and milk the cows when dad says, but oh, if you want to put kids in slavery, fine. And that's the ones in physical slavery. What about the sex slavery with the little kids? And I've seen them loading them up with the sex traffickers. We've shown you the video. I'm here to get little girls and take them to Pennsylvania and show them the way of the Lord. Why are you against that? So they said on our cameras. So Trump has to make this a central issue. And I don't know why nobody else is saying this and why it's, I mean, because you've got the top movies about it. You got the public really concerned and informed. It galvanizes. It's the right thing to do. He can't just talk about the 325,000 missing children, many of them in sex slavery or dead, that have been brought into our country. It's not many of them are in the country. They're here. Some have been flown out. They have new identities. I mean, it's just, It is slavery on a scale never before seen, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so I'm going to go to this Trump report. It's up on X at Real Alex Jones. Just scroll down. I retweeted it like 7 times today. I sent it to Elon Musk. I asked him to either make his own version. He's making a lot of great videos that look like we made them. He's doing a great job. We got some of the videos he made coming out. We're going to play today about assassination in America and what's happening. But I need the listeners to get this report and share it, to get the report I'm doing now live once we archive it at Band.Video and Real Alex Jones tonight and Infowars.com, and to send it to governors and attorney generals and to Ken Paxton and to the president and to everybody. And I'm going to make some calls to Paxton and Trump and others tomorrow and say, I'm glad you're exposing this and that Harris and them are overseeing it. But the point is, call them directly out for how they're making money off of it and how they're funding themselves with it and how they're corrupting civilization with it, and then call out the corporate media. Sure, the New York Times reported on part of it, but where are they? I mean, really, where's your soul, everybody? It's like when the Jeffrey Epstein stuff came out 4 years ago, and they had the undercover video or, you know, leaked stuff from their crews of the ABC reporters and NBC reporters going, man, I'd have had the biggest story in the world. We all knew they were trafficking kids and raping them. But, you know, they wouldn't let me put it out because, you know, he's part of the establishment. Those reporters didn't care about the sex slavery. They cared that they couldn't break a big story. She's laughing about it. Remember the videos? It's a couple of them. This is sick. None of us are safe when this is going on. It's time for Trump to say, we hold you responsible and you will pay criminals, because they're going to try to put him in jail on the 18th. They're probably going to do it in New York. They got Rikers Island ready. Yeah, here's the video. Amy Robach and others. laughing and giggling, and you've got John McCain's wife laughing. Oh, yeah, we all knew it was sex slavery, but we couldn't say anything. Why didn't you say anything? Because you're a damn coward. I mean, these are sick people. So Trump needs to call for the task forces. He needs to say, we know you did it. You're caught red-handed. We're coming after you. Throw down the gauntlet all the way. That's the right move. It's the only move. And we're saying, Trump, do it. Get with your researchers, your speechwriters, get with your advisors, and do it now and make it the center point. It galvanizes. It cuts across political lines. It's a global issue. They caught the Catholic Church and the Boy Scouts being taken over by this satanic pedophile cult. They used to corrupt organizations and take them over. And when the organizations have a small group in them and the bigger group covers it up because they don't want to be discredited, now they've got full control of the institution and the blackmail really goes crazy. This is how corruption works, just like with the COVID shot killing so many people. And the hospital's taking money to do it. And then now they're corrupt for the next attack. That's how they corrupt you. That's how these things work. So here's the report. We're posting it up on Infowars.com. It was there this morning. We're putting it in the front right now. We're going to put it in the live show feed of the show, under the live show feed. It's on X. It's on band.video. Share it, because the children are literally in sex slavery and in physical bondage in hell right now, crying every night for their mommy and their daddy and for God. They're crying out for God, and I can hear them through the Holy Spirit. Can't you? And we are winning this politically, and we're turning the tide, and we don't want to go out offensively and have any violence. But somebody's got to protect the children. So I'm not saying I ought to be violent yet. But I'm simply saying, if we can't fix this peacefully, we have to defend the children. And so we need the enemy to know, turn the kids loose, get them out of your grip, take them out of your mouth, you dragon, you devil, because we're coming to protect the children. Thought about Tommy's courage, about the children and people being thrown in jail for their speech. 2 years in jail for saying, this is our country. Literally, or migrants rape people more often than, and they're running sex rings. And, you know, 22 months in jail. Tommy said, I don't care. They're going to put me in solitary for 4 years. I'm going back to England. And I thought about his courage and I said, you know what? He's right. And courage is infectious. It's the right thing to do, and the children are counting on us. Here is the Trump speech clip augmented with the documentation of everything he's saying is true, and it's quite frankly worse. Here it is.
Listen to these numbers, though. Seriously, if this were a Republican, they'd be stringing them up. Now listen to this number, because you have to understand what it means. 325,000 children have been lost. They've been allowed to be trafficked all across our borders. She flew in illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands, and many of these were young children. But we have no idea where think of the number. 325,000 children are missing. Many are dead. Many are involved in sex operations. Many are working as slaves in different parts of probably this country and probably many others. But she was the border czar. Now she says, I wasn't the border czar. But she was. It was headlines. Border czar, border czar. But now she doesn't want that term. But whether she was a border czar or not, she was in charge of the border. 325,000 children are missing. She created a fast pass entry program to speed the admission of illegals into all of our ports of entry. And remember when they said, no, now they have a new line. We created a strong border. No. They keep saying it over and over. The worst border in history. But they think if they keep saying it over and over, you know, most people aren't like us. They're not that, you know, they drive a cab. They're carpenters, they're electricians, they're accountants, they're lawyers. They're not like into it other than they like Trump. They like, meaning they like our policies, because it's not about me. This is not about me. I had a nice life. You can ask my friend. I had the greatest life. I could go to the most beautiful places, look at the most beautiful oceans in the world. Instead, here we are, and I'm happy as hell to be with you, because I like it much better. I like this much better. I like it much better. You know why? Because we're doing something. We're saving our country. I wouldn't do it just because I like it. We're saving our country. Our country needs saving. We're a failing nation, in case you have any question. We're a sadly failing nation, and we're going to make America great again. It's very simple. So we're a failing nation. We're going to make America great. And I think we have a chance to make America greater than ever before. And remember this, if we don't do it this time, you're never going to have another crack at it. November 5th is the single most important day in the history of our country. I believe that with all my heart. Because our country's going bad. And Kamala vowed to grant, remember, mass amnesty and citizenship to all of the millions of illegals that she let in, which will obliterate Medicare and obliterate your Social Security for seniors. You will not have any Social Security, and you're not going to have Medicare. The whole country is going bad. And no country, no matter who it was, no matter which country it was, no country could withstand this onslaught. No country could withstand this. And a lot of these people, remember, these are rough people. The only thing good about it is they make our gangs and they make our bad ones look like nice people by comparison. We have bad ones too, but compared to the people that are coming into our country, our criminals are very, very nice. These are really tough ones. They come from prisons. Remember that. Many of them come from prisons, and they let them out of the prisons. Why should they keep them when the stupid United States will take care of their situation? Remember that. On November 5th, we will save our economy. We will rescue our middle class. We will reclaim our sovereignty and restore our borders. We will put America first, and we will take back our country. Together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America free again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much, Pennsylvania. God bless you.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, we're going to start hour two. Get the video at InfoWars.com and on Real Alex Jones on X. Share it like your life depends on it. The children are counting on you. But listen, the left says, don't be vindictive. Don't come after us if you get in power. We have to legally and lawfully do it. We have to find all these children. Oh my God, it's probably a million of them right now missing or more. We've got to do it. This is a responsibility, or we're part of it. We're coming for you, New World Order. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed.
Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.